Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gunnar, I got a question for you. We had a somebody champ Dan Campbell for his post-game locker room speech because he holds the Lions to a high standard, and then chump the Tigers for celebrating after blowing the lead because they aren't held to a high standard. Is there an equivalency to be drawn between Dan Campbell doing it after game four, where the Tigers, if the Lions were in the Tigers' position and had a great regular season but blew the division and went in as a wild card but did what it took in the last weekend, do you think Dan Campbell's message would have been different than it is now?
I think that Dan Campbell was asked several times during the week and even after the game about making sure that this wasn't a letdown game or a trap game. In the post-game presser yesterday, he talked about, you know, Bill Parcells used to, he said he would take mouse traps and put them all over the building. He'd take thousands of them, put them over the building to remind you don't fall for the trap, you know, stay ready. And I think they take pride as a coaching staff and as a team that they don't fall for the trap game, that they are prepared. So when he said afterwards, this is, you know, in the locker room, hey, you know, it's a win. We're always happy with a win, but it wasn't the prettiest wins. I think it just further emphasized to the team, never rest on your laurels, never look past anybody, and we still have work to do. We got a lot to clean up, and everybody there would admit that they've got a lot to clean up, and now it's going to get even harder because of injuries. But I don't have any issue with what he said after the game, and players come out and they say the same thing.
Okay, I don't know. I don't think anybody has any issue with what he said. I'm asking, do you think drawing an equivalency saying, look at how Dan Campbell holds him to a high standard, and look at how the Tigers aren't held to a high standard after they actually did what they needed to do in the end to get in, is that fair?
It's not fair. Yeah. Like you said, it's game four of a regular season versus, you know, just making it into the playoffs at this point. It's a season-ending thing.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I mean, look, ideally, I think there's a massive amount of disappointment in the Detroit Tigers not winning the division. And to me, it's not even about the division. If you don't win the division, you don't get home field, which is too bad. It would have been cool for the fans here. It would have been cool for the city. And it would have been better chance to win. Although, at this point, I wonder if they want to be road warriors. And given the lineup yesterday, AJ Hinch made it clear after the game that he valued the rest for his starters more so than winning the division. He said he was still trying to win the game, but he wanted to give some guys another day off physically and mentally going into this playoff game tomorrow. We'll find out if it was the right call, I guess, if it helps in any way, because they're They have a tough task ahead of them, beating a team that has really had their number down the stretch here in the Cleveland Guardians. I'm not to the point where I'm hostile towards AJ. There's some hostility out there towards AJ and towards the Tigers. And people are expressing that with their champ and chump votes. In the meantime, Lions do get a win. And while it wasn't a work of art, and I always say this, sometimes you play games that are work of art games, Scott, where you know you're better than the opponent. So you want to come out of that game where when you look back at it, it's just all it is something to behold, like a work of art. And it wasn't, specifically offensively. Defensively and special teams, pretty damn good. But offensively, I mean, they put up 34 points, but they were given great field position. They didn't capitalize on some scoring opportunities. I mean, whatever. I do think it is a natural letdown game, and seasons are going to have ebbs and flows, and they still won by 24. So yeah. I'm not – it's – Dan Campbell did say afterwards, you get to a scary place when you're judging wins and losses that way.
The game was never in the balance. They had it well in hand.
Never in doubt?
Yeah, never. But you do come away from that saying, offensively, you wanted to see more. I mean, Jameson Williams dropped a couple of passes. There was one on a deep pass that I don't know if J-Mo turned the wrong way or if Goff just inaccurately threw it. That's something we can ask him tomorrow, but I imagine he'll just take responsibility for it because he always does. There were a couple of he wasn't the only one to drop some passes. Khalif Raymond actually dropped a pass. It was to him. Defensively, they dropped an Amik Robertson dropped an interception. So there are lots of things to work on. They ran for 109 yards, 3.8 average, but feels like they really got away with having one big run, and otherwise there was nothing going against a really, really good defense. That defensive line is no joke. You know, Myles Garrett is really good. They've got some good defensive tackles on that team. Their safeties, and they've you know, Delpit and others back there that are just solid defensively as a team. And yeah, they scored 27 points offensively against them. They got the kick return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Never in doubt.
248-539-9797. Get your champ and chump votes in, and we get back to your phone calls. We go to Ron in Sterling Heights. You're on 97.1. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I got a lot of things to say, but I'll just try to keep it really brief and regarding the fan base and the way their actions are around the Ryder Cup, which I thought was a total disgrace, honestly. I've had some experiences of going to some out-of-town games. For instance, I went and saw the Red Wings play years ago out in Philadelphia. And there was multiple times where I was there where I thought I was going to get jumped. You know, with the Red Wings would score, we'd stand up and cheer, and my brother and my father and I were getting full beers thrown at us. Now, if you put it in context, I was also lucky enough, and I've only been to one playoff hockey game here in Detroit. It was years ago against Pittsburgh. And here's the difference, I think, between the fans in Detroit in general and the fans in Philadelphia in general. And I don't, you know, point them out in particular. So I go to the playoff game. It's Pittsburgh versus the Red Wings, and people are gathering around outside. And there were people there from Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh uniforms, and we were just bowling around, getting ready to go into the Joe. And a couple approached someone who was walking next to me and said, "Hey, would you take our picture? We're from Pittsburgh." And the guy said, "No, I can't do that. I'm a Detroit fan." And they looked at him, he goes, I'm just kidding. And he went and he took a big picture for them and said, hey, good luck, you know, to your guys, let's have some fun tonight. You know, and you guys have seen it too. And it, when it comes down to groups and people going to sporting events, even right down to youth baseball, I've seen.
Yeah, by and large, fans are great, but you can every group has a couple of bad fans that ruin it and really make things.
There's probably a little bit of percentage of bad fans that vary from town to town, but you know, the bad fans can overrun some stuff. I saw an amazing stat that's tweeted out by Al Karsten, a football guy who's a writer for Pride of Detroit. Longest running back rushes allowed by the Browns defense this season. Number one, Jahmyr Gibbs, 24 yards. Number two, Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 yards. Number three, Jahmyr Gibbs, 9 yards. Tied with Jacob Saylors, 9 yards. Number three, Emmanuel Wilson, Green Bay, 9 yards. Number six, Jahmyr Gibbs, 8 yards. Tied with Jahmyr Gibbs, 8 yards. Tied with Jahmyr Gibbs, 8 yards. And three others tied with 8 yards. The Lions really did have a good day against a good defense. We're sitting here like nitpicking it without reminding ourselves. Cleveland's defense is really good. And what Cleveland did to the Green Bay Packers the week before is an example of how good they can be. It's amazing that the Lions are back in first. The Packers have lost to the Cleveland team Detroit just beat and lost in only scoring 10 points and then gave up 40 to Dallas. Dallas has a good offense, but still.
Well, the Lions had 4 tackles for loss that included 3 quarterback sacks. The Cleveland Browns had 4 tackles for loss and no quarterback sacks.
Yep.
I mean, when they weren't giving up 8 yards to Jahmyr or 22 or 26, whatever the case was, they were stopping him for -2, -3, -1, -0. It's a really, really good defense. And yet the Lions have a really, really good offense that had some explosive plays.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's get right back to your open line calls. We got Mike in Clinton Township. You are next. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
You know, I think some of this started for the Detroit fans back in the Red Wing days when they were really good. The Iserman says, well, we're not celebrating because we haven't finished, you know, and the different steps in the playoffs.
With it's like the Tigers celebrating, why people are upset by that, because Iserman and the group didn't celebrate until they won. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they didn't celebrate till they won the whole thing. He said there's nothing to celebrate yet. You know, but they had, you know, the best team in hockey, so maybe there's a difference. Can I name a champ and chump?
Sure, Mike.
My champ is Khalif Raymond and the special teams, and my chump is Roger Goodell in the ridiculous halftime show that they're proposing with the dress-wearing guy from Puerto Rico.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.